Mind-changing radio.
You do not need a website. And some people may argue with me on that, but the reason why I say that is you can do a portfolio through Google.
Do you really need a website? Well, the answer might surprise you from my guest, Candace Dorsey. She's the owner of CS Dorsey, which is also a podcasting and web design company. And we'll find out the questions you need to ask to get a successful website going when we come back on Self-Talk Radio Show, brought to you by
Pure Energy Apothecary, now offering hand sanitizers and lotions in scented and unscented. Get yours at pureenergybody.com.
What questions do you want to ask if you're hiring a web designer? My next guest will point you in the right direction. She's a podcaster and web designer. Candace C.S. Dorsey joins us to take us through the steps of building your website online. Welcome to the show, Candace.
Thank you, Sarah, so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And now your company is C.S. Dorsey, right? Because I looked you up online and there you were.
Yes.
Great.
I keep things simple.
So how did you get started?
So basically what happened was I had my website. So long story, I'm trying to make this story as short as possible, but this can go on for days. So I had a blog years back, a book blog, and I interviewed authors on that blog, just regular interview and typing up and everything. And as the years progressed, I wanted a better website. So I started with WordPress, and like WordPress, but I kind of felt like it was a little clunky, not to be hating on WordPress, all the WordPress people out there, but I was like, this isn't what I wanted. So I kept looking at other people's websites and seeing how the layouts was. It was just kind of like a one page scroll, and it basically gave all the information about themselves, who they were, who they serve, and everything just all on the homepage. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do. So it took me a while to actually figure out what platform will basically do that design for me. I searched so much through WordPress to see and played around with it. I was like, no. Then I went over to Wix, and I haven't used Wix in years on top of years. So I went through Wix and I said, maybe I can do it on this one. And then I just wasn't feeling it because it was taking me a little bit too long to get the concept. So I went over to Squarespace and I looked at it, and I was like, I love the clean layout. I love everything about it. And it took me no time to have my idea and the concept that I wanted for my website to come to life. And I think it only took maybe 2 weeks to do it.
Nice.
So I was like, I'm loving this platform. So,
yeah. Now, what do you do as far as archiving the shows?
So what I do is generally I actually just keep it on my website.
Okay, but what if I want to search for a guest or something that you had? Because I've got over 100 guests, and which one would I? How would I find them on that website?
So you can actually search the name of the guest on the website.
Oh, cool! That's cool.
Yeah, so I have it up under podcasts, which is kind of like a blog form, but then they have it in, I changed the name. And if you're doing an actual blog on Squarespace, they do have it to where as though you can actually upload the audio and have it available onto iTunes as well. So Squarespace have that feature on there.
Nice. Now, what if your client wants to scale the business for e-commerce or anything like that? How could you help them scale?
So generally, if they want to add an e-commerce, so Squarespace is about $26 per month, and you actually get the e-commerce feature on there as well. So all you have to do is just go into the back end of the website and click on product, and then you just upload the video. You upload the picture of the product, the description, and the process is so easy because it's just you click, okay, I'm going to enter in the product information, click again, how much is going to be, you choose to see if it's going to be a digital delivery or is it going to be a physical delivery or package delivery. You choose that, and then that's pretty much it.
Wow, nice and easy. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this now, drum roll, since December, actually.
Nice. So, yeah, you're just beginning. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're speaking with podcaster and web designer Candace Dorsey. She owns CS Dorsey. And we're going to find out when we come back a little more about her podcast and some of the guests she's had on and maybe how you can start your own podcast when we come back on Self Talk Radio Show.
Ready to create your own podcast? Not sure where to begin? Start with WebHelp US. They built Self Talk Radio Show's site and the site for I Love Old Time Radio Show, now boasting over 100,000 downloads. Why not have them build yours? WebHelpUS.com.
Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. My guest is podcaster and web designer Candace C.S. Dorsey joining us. And Candace, just wanted to ask you, your guests, you started originally with a blog interviewing authors. What sort of authors do you like to interview?
So initially, it was more fiction authors. And then as I continued to progress, I started getting a lot of interviews from nonfiction authors as well. So I wanted to convert initially, my initial plan was to convert my blog into an audio interview because I wanted to be more interactive. I want to be an interactive type of interview. So I was like, duh, Candace, that's a podcast, of course. So I figured out the nuts and bolts to it. And I started interviewing previous authors that I had on a previous blog, and I said, hey, I'm doing something crazy right now. You want to join me? And they're like, oh yeah, you know, people just love my craziness. And so I went ahead and interviewed them and figured everything out. And then I started publicizing it on Facebook into like small groups first and say, hey, anyone have a book that they just published or have published? I would love to interview you. So I started getting people to sign up to be on my podcast. And I said, you know, I want to take this a step further. And I said, authors, especially if you're self-publishing, because I self-published 5 books as well, authors are entrepreneurs as well, because they have a product that they're trying to initially sell, which is their book. So I said, let me open this up a little bit more and open it up to entrepreneurs. And then when I did that, the floodgates just opened up. Like, oh my goodness.
Wow, so you've written 5 books?
Yes.
Oh, cool. What are the titles?
So my first one was my first novel. It's called The Unsacred Gift. It's basically about a girl who has visions and dreams, and she finds out in the end it's just a mere image of herself. I also have 3 novellas that are trilogies in a series. All of them are young adults, and I also have a novella. It's called The Bloody Rose as well. So,
now, what's the difference between a novel and a novella?
The word count. So a novel generally have, unless they change it, it's been years, a novel generally is like 50,000 words or more. A novella is like less than, I would say, 45,000 words to 25,000 words. And then you have like short stories. Short stories can go anywhere up to, I would say, maybe 5,000 words or so.
Now, what was your genre?
It was young adult, paranormal, actually.
You know, it's really hard for nonfiction or fiction authors to find a platform for podcasting. So kudos, hats off to you for actually entertaining fiction authors.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that's a really hard sell sometimes when you're out there looking for somebody to be able to talk about your story. I think that's great that you found someone. Now, do you still interview fiction authors, or are you more toward the nonfiction now?
I can do both, but it's more towards nonfiction now. I do have a lot of guests on my show who have written a books about their past experience or finding forgiveness and different things like that. And they're also coaches. So it's a mixture of coaches and authors in one bundle. So I would love to have a fiction author come. Actually, I did. It's so funny. I did. I had a fiction author come on previously, but I mainly get a lot of people who have written nonfiction books that basically want to talk about their book and tell their story.
Hmm. Now, which author has really stood out for you to interview?
Oh, wow. It's so funny. Her name is Candace. Her name is Candace Coates. And she's kind of like a, it has like a sci-fi-ish type twist kind of writing to it, but it is nonfiction. And the name of her book is called, and she's probably going to kill me. She's going to kill me if I butcher it. It's called Nexus Gate, I think 1472, something like that. And it's like a time travel type book. And it just amazed me. It's I'm going to send you the episode number so you put in show notes.
Yeah.
But when I was interviewing, I was like, girl, this needs to be on Netflix.
That's so great. Funny. You know, the time travel shows have really picked up, especially on Netflix. Of course, you got Outlander that's out there. And
oh, I love that show.
Oh, me too. I cannot get enough of that show.
It's ridiculous.
And I missed the last episode of the last season. I'm kicking myself because I didn't up my Stars subscription. And I...
Oh, yeah, the last episode.
What the heck?
Those characters have really been through something. I won't tell you, you know, what happened, but...
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I need to go get the books, because the books are, I guess, pretty different from the show. So, you know.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
do you find that, too, when you're interviewing... Have you interviewed authors that have had their works up on the big screen or the little screen?
I actually interviewed... one author. She was one of my, I think when I just started my podcast, I think she was like number three that I interviewed. And she has a book, it's called Pinpoints of Light. And she basically stated on the podcast, and I didn't even know, she said the book is actually in process for screenwriting for a movie. I was like,
that's exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. And I love the fact that I was able to interview her. So when it do go on the screen and people are searching her name, you know, hopefully they will find my name, my podcast, and the interview that she was on. I was just so grateful to have her on. It was truly a blessing.
We're speaking with Candace Dorsey on Self Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we're going to ask her, what questions should a business owner ask a web designer before hiring them? When we come back on Self Talk Radio Show.
Can't sleep? Have brain fog? Try this. Sleep meditation, soothing meditations to help you stop bad habits, start positive change, and sleep like a baby. Sleepmeditation.org.
Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. My guest is podcaster and web designer Candace Dorsey. And Candace, we just wanted to ask you about what questions should a business owner ask a web designer before hiring them?
Well, definitely not how much you charge. It should be, can I see your portfolio? Definitely want to see a portfolio. And also, for me personally, I like to know what platforms are they familiar with. Generally the freelancer or the web designer will let them know what platforms they specialize in off the bat. But I want to know what type of platforms you specialize in. Also, I know a lot of people out there do email funnels and have pop-ups and have them connected to like a list, like through ConvertKit or through MailChimp. You want to know, are they able to do those things as well, like create a pop-up? Also, some people oftentimes have a already platform that they're in, already have the website, but want to move their website over to a new platform. You want to know, hey, do you know how to change the DNS coding? And because trust me, it's one of them things that it could be like really like brain blaster.
And then you got to wait for this thing to render. You know, that's the other thing is your client's looking and saying, that looks terrible. And you're saying, trust me, it will get better. It just needs to render a while. So, yeah.
Exactly, like the C name and all of that. So you want to know, you know, do they know how to do that? And
What about the client that comes to you and says, somebody told me I needed a website. What do you say to them?
Honestly, nowadays, you really don't. Mm-hmm. You do not need a website. And some people may argue with me on that. But the reason why I say that is, it's so many people that I know out there who are making a lot of money in their business and still don't have a website yet, especially with freelancers, service providers that do not have a website yet. All they have is a portfolio, and you can do a portfolio through Google. And here's a tip. You can use Google to create your own website, and you don't have to pay for anything. It's completely free. You can use Canva to create a mini website. You don't have to pay for anything, completely free. It's so many different ways around doing that. And I would say experiment, try things out first. You can get fancy pants. That's my motto. You can get fancy pants later, but there's so many different platforms out there that you can get clients and reach out to people. Just have a portfolio to start off with. That's it.
So walk before you run.
Exactly.
All right, Candace, how do we work with you if we want to either be on your podcast or we want you to design a website for us?
Sure. It's HelloCSDorsey.com. Once you go to HelloCSDorsey, you can click on Be a Guest, and you can read what I have as far as like the requirements, and there's a little form as well you could fill out. And then once you fill out that form, you could click on what date you want to schedule. Also, as far as website design services on there as well. So you just click on website design service and you can see the testimonials that I have. You can click on the different websites that I've already done for clients as well. And I also have my packages set up. I don't have any prices on there.
Yeah,
just call me. That's it.
I'm curious about that. How come you don't want to talk price with people?
Because everybody is unique and everybody has a unique situation, and there's a lot of different components to it. Like I could have a client who just say, I just want a one-page website. Okay. You know, I tend to price based on the needs of the client, what they need. Like if they say, well, I need 10 tabs and 10 pages, that's going to be completely different. So I like to work with my clients as well. And I'm also flexible also. So that's the reason why I don't have prices on there, because I want to sit down with them and I want to find out what their needs are, what they need from me and what they're looking for. And then I can price based on that.
Candace Dorsey has been my guest on Self Talk Radio Show. And of course, we'll have links to all of her products and services, her podcasts, and her web design business on selftalkradioshow.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah Spencer for Self Talk Radio Show. If you're a fan of Self Talk Radio Show, head out to our Facebook page, take a picture of yourself listening to the show, and you could win yourself a $25 gift card courtesy of Pure Energy Apothecary or one of our guests or sponsors. Thank you so much for listening to Self Talk Radio Show, Mind Changing Radio, where you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course at selftalkradioshow.com.